Research measures a lot of stuff. Places, people, behavior, and events. We represent them all with numbers, but it's gotta be done with intent. Things we can measure determine what we know. Theory guides our questions. For answers, data is where we go. We rely on data to measure policy effects. What factors increase crime? Which ones can policy correct? Research measures a lot of stuff. Places, people, behavior, and events. We represent them all with numbers, but it's gotta be done with intent. Some things are measured directly, others must be estimated. Easier to measure stuff, direct estimation is more complicated. Fast and cheap is popular in program evaluations. This creates a knowledge bias and evidence limitations. Research measures a lot of stuff. Places, people, behavior, and events. We represent them all with numbers, but it's gotta be done with intent. When measures are quick and easy, results come fast, ready for sharing. But what's the unit of analysis? What are we counting and comparing? For justice policy, that's a problem. Easier to track changes in people. Track change across neighborhoods. Much harder to thread that needle. When officials make program endorsements, it's clear the evidence base needs attention. They praise therapy and law enforcement, ignoring neighborhood prevention. Research measures a lot of stuff. Places, people, behavior, and events. We represent them all with numbers, but it's gotta be done with intent. For research evidence, quick, cheap, and easy. Limits are intelligence.